Jerusha's mother used to tell her that the knowing of impossible things was a gift from God, passed down through maternal blood of only the most fortunate Jewish women. Jerusha was certain at times that it was a curse instead, but whatever it was, it had been her burden all her life to follow the voices that echoed through the forests. I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and those are some lines from the beginning of Kristin Harmel's historical novel, The Forest of Vanishing Stars. The story begins in 1922 when 82-year-old Jerusha steals a 2-year-old girl from her German home. Jerusha has seen visions of both the Second World War and the role that the child Yona will play. Jerusha raises her in an Eastern European forest, teaching her how to live off the land, how to heal with herbs, how to hide from people, how to kill with her bare hands. She steals books from villages to educate Yona on a variety of topics to prepare her for the role she will play. Jerusha dies at the beginning of World War II when Yona is 22. 6 months later, Yona comes upon 11 starving Jews who are fleeing Nazi persecution and trying to survive in the forest. Yona, although leery of living with others, agrees to join them and teach them all she knows. When she's betrayed by one of them, she goes off on her own and stumbles into a Nazi-occupied village and a harsh reminder of her first years of life. This is a well-researched novel based on historically accurate places and events. If you're looking for an engrossing World War II novel that bears witness to the resilience of the human spirit, then you must read The Forest of Vanishing Stars by Kristin Harmel. I'm Betty Martin. For more of Martin's Must Reads, visit krcu.org.